Carson. 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 Carson.
The show is already so different that we're going to have Mr. Carson here not only do the intro, but express why he knows how to do it, because this man dropped a fucking bombshell on us before recording. Why don't you take it away?
What do you guys want me to
Jesus.
Say hello?
Well, just be honest. What?
Hey, what? Guys, I'm on the official podcast. What episode number is this?
120.
You tell us, Carson. Okay.
it's your show, man.
God, everyone out there, I have to apologize. This man, before we started recording, and he'll put it on the record now so I'm not embarrassed, said, and
oh, that's
I quote,
what you want me to say? Dude, I've been watching your podcast since, like, episode one.
There you go.
You know, sometimes I skip it. Other times I watch it.
This but man, Mr.
I
Carson.
I do watch it. I've been watching it for a couple years now.
There you go. With over 1 million followers on YouTube, has just admitted live over the internet that he has watched every single episode of our amazing show. Why
yes,
haven't
this is
you?
True.
Exactly.
Also, have you like heard that. Of Purple Mattresses?
Not
no,
now.
Don't spoil the surprise. No. No, he's... I was off the record. Anyway, though, on the record, though, Carson, why did you steal from Call Me Kevin? What was the motivation behind that?
I did. Okay. All right. I'm going to punch a bitch right now. Listen, I did not steal from Call Me Kevin. Just because you had him first on the podcast doesn't mean I stole from him. And just listen, I had the Call Me name first. I had it back in like 2014. Okay. I've had my channel running for like 7 years.
Do you have proof of this?
Yes. It says on my channel that I've had my channel since May 10th, 2012.
That's not what Call Me Kevin said.
What? Yeah. Wait, did he say something about me?
Well, you'd have to watch the episode and find out, Carson.
I didn't watch that episode because I don't... Listen, I'm trying to start some beef with Call Me Kevin. I'm not going to lie.
You may have already done that. I was just going to say, you mentioned you dropped out of school. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So why are you following in Kevin's footsteps? He also dropped out of school.
Oh, my gosh. Did he? Okay. Mm-hmm. I dropped out of school because I hate school. I don't know if anyone else here also hates school, but, like, I can't stand education overall. Like, it pains
me. What a caveman
me.
Thing to say.
Really?
I hate learning.
I'm such a Cro-Magnon, dude. I dropped out of school because I just couldn't take it, and I was doing YouTube, and YouTube is, like, my passion, and school was everything my passion wasn't, so I hopped on out, and now I have dreams about school, like, every night, because I have a fear of going back.
Yeah, I feel that.
You dream of kids every day? It's kind of weird, isn't it? Dreaming of, like, school and kids? I feel like that's pretty weird.
No, it's all, like, college.
Oh, college. Why are you dreaming of kids at college?
I have to be honest, though, Carson. I think Kevin had a better origin story for dropping out. It was because his stomach would bleed. Yours is just kind of a little lame on the X-Men origin scale there, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'll give you a chance to make up for it, though, Carson. He also got hit by a car. Have you ever masturbated in a weird way? Any interesting masturbatory tales?
You know, I mean, yes. You ever tried, like, inverting your body? Like, so instead of laying down, you have, like, the bottom half of your body up, like, in the air?
So you're coming on your own face?
No, not necessarily. But, like,
well, what's the point of inverting your body? What's the point of inverting your body if the goal is not to come on your own face?
Well, you're not coming on your own face. All right, we got to get past that. Listen, it was interesting because it's different, right? And your body gets used to certain positions while you're jacking off if you do it a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I hopped on upside down. And that's what I did. Is that all that weird?
Yeah, how do you not come on
what's
your
the
face?
Weirdest, what's the weirdest thing someone on this show has done?
No,
oh,
don't
you
change
don't
the
want
topic.
To ask that.
Yeah. Hang on, how do you get inverted but then not... How do you miss your face when you jizz?
Well, you don't do the jizz upside down.
So wait a minute. You go full fucking yoga pose. You kiss the sunlight and then you just unfold back for a normal release. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you're
not committing. Defeats the purpose.
You're like walking out of a movie at the ending.
Do you like the feeling of the blood rushing to your head? Is that it? Is that a high?
I don't know. I've done it like once. Okay. I was just curious. But then
curious
I didn't
about
want to come
what?
On and then I didn't want to come on my face, so I did it.
Oh, you pulled out at the end. That would have been quite the experience if you did like fully commit and come on your own face. I feel like you would have liked it. You should do that.
Yeah, you're a quitter.
Try it.
I think about that sometimes. Like, I'll think about like interesting ways to masturbate just for a story on the podcast. But then I think that's like way too try hardy for a story. So then I don't do it and do it normally.
Try hardy.
Did you ever have those ideas as a kid where it's like you didn't know, like you. You got it in your head that it might be hot, but you know it's not. Like similar to that. Do you guys remember those at all? Like when you were a teenager and you were horny all the fucking time and you were getting creative and weird, so you'd be like, what if I came in my own mouth? Oh, that's stupid. I'm not going to
do
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
no.
What if? Yeah.
I still
was just thinking
do that.
About that. So you even have the thought and the process of wanting to come on your own face and mouth, but you don't do it?
Well, no one actually wants to do that.
Oh, I beg to differ. I bet you there's plenty of people out there that do it
regularly. Listen, it seems like a cool idea when you're doing it, and then you're about to come, and you're like, that's stupid. All right?
I don't think I've ever thought that's a cool idea. I've never, like, had the instinct to want to come on my own face. Am I the only one?
Oh,
Jackson,
fuck you,
but
man.
I actually have come on my face, but accidentally.
To call out Jackson here real quick, he was telling me stories about how he likes to come on his tummy. Like, he loves to come on his own stomach.
Whoa, I never said I love to come on my own stomach. It just happens. When you're laying down and you're jacking off, it's going to naturally land on your tummy.
Have you ever tried turning upside down, Jackson?
Yeah, then it just goes on the mattress or something. I don't know.
That's a waste
of a good mattress.
You're telling me that, especially as a kid, when you're, like, jacking off 9 times a day because you're going through hormones, you never once, just during it, you got into that, like, mindset, and you go, yeah, this is hot. This is great. I could come in my own mouth right now. That'd be so hot. Oh, fuck
yeah.
I was never thinking about my penis.
Everyone thinks about it, Jackson. You're lying. You're lying. Don't lie to the American people.
It's like the primal urge to see if you can suck your own dick.
Right? It's like that idiom where when you're looking at porn, certain porn, it's really hot, but then after you come, it's disgusting. And it's
yeah, I know that feeling.
It's the same feel. Well, don't kiss me because you came in your mouth, but it's the same feeling.
Do that.
It's the same feeling, though, because it's like in the moment you have those endorphins and that energy rush and that heartbeat and all that stuff going on. And it's like your brain chemistry literally changes. And you're like, fuck, I just want semen in my mouth and titties all over my body. And I want to grill the shit on my chest. And oh, I want to smell their assholes. And then as soon as you come, you're like, I don't want any of that ever again. No, thank you.
You're immediately filled with guilt.
Exactly.
But then, like, 15 minutes later, you're back into it because your balls have refilled.
Exactly. Yeah, tactical reloaded.
Now you're getting it.
No, I get that. I know that feeling. I just never really thought about my own penis in a sexual way. Do you guys think you could jerk off to your own penis, though?
No.
No, I've tried.
Know.
What, you've tried?
Yeah. When I was a little kid, when I was a horny little teenage boy and I was trying to find like new ways of release because I was like, jacking off's not doing it. This sucks. I stood in front of a mirror once and tried to find like a new like way to jack off, like invent it with my hands. And it eventually just turned into me jacking off to myself in the mirror for a bit. And I went, you know, this isn't working. So I stopped. But for a solid while, it was just that's basically what it was, just with more complicated hand movements.
Theory crafting the next evolution.
Yeah, I was looking at the meta, and I wanted to see if I could do something to upheave it.
It's not good. I mean, if you've ever taken nudes of yourself, and then you look at them, it's like, this is not hot at all. I'll stick to the girls.
It's really
you send it anyways.
No, you're totally right.
Well, guy nudes are hardly ever hot. And even girl, even heterosexual girls say that most times.
Well, so. Penises are weird.
They are.
No one wants to see them.
It's because they're so literally. It's also because they're so boring. Like, if you if you look at vaginas, they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes and colors and openings and different puffiness and redness and all that. Dicks, almost universally, except for skin tone, look exactly the same. They're just boring.
Well,
they are boring.
There's two major types, obviously.
Yeah, circumcised, not circumcised, skin tone. What more variety can you have to a dick? Ball length? Like, there's not really much going on. But even then, it's like you're taking a JPEG in Photoshop and stretching it or shrinking it. It's the same experience, just at a different scale. It's not interesting.
I'm gonna remove one of my testicles just so that I'm unique.
Exactly. You need the variety. But if you take two different girls, there's a very, very strong chance their vaginas look radically different.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's just more interesting.
There's also lots of porn.
There's a lot of cool poses you can do as well, like artistic nude poses for females. For men, the only thing you can do is, like, put something over your nuts. it's just really underwhelming. Well, Akaya dips his fucking balls in candle wax and dick mold, so he's got some new ways, I guess.
No, but I still remember this Tumblr blog where a guy, he got famous, not famous, like internet famous, because he would just dress his dick up and stuff and put faces on it. And it was kind of creative. He would, like, make stick figures out of his penis, basically.
Yeah, but no one wants to see that. It's a penis.
Well,
now, if it was a vagina,
you wouldn't really send if you're it dressing to somebody.
If you're dressing up a vagina, that's all I'm saying.
Well, there is that video of the naked woman skydiving with, like, the labia flapping around. Yeah. They put googly eyes on it. That was really cool.
Excuse me?
A really good one. You haven't seen that? There was a nude skydiving woman, and like all the wind was hitting her pussy lips, and then they put googly eyes on it, and it was really good. I'd highly recommend.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
It was
my mom
really
sent me
good.
That one.
Wait, your mom sent you that one, Jackson?
Yeah, that is legitimately one of the ones that my mom sent me.
She's got fine taste.
I wish you'd lick me like this, Jackson.
Oh, ew.
I can't even imagine my mother sending me something like that. She's a very conservative woman.
Just gotta open her up a bit.
Oh, Jackson. Jackson, don't say
that.
I didn't
realize that.
Don't say that.
I meant you make the first move. Send her the porn first.
You just have to dilate her a little bit. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Is anyone else uncomfortable?
Very.
Yeah. Just me.
It's my mother you're talking about, Andrew, goddammit.
I'm sure she's a nice dilated lady, Jackson. It's fine.
This one goes out to you, Mom. If you're listening at
Does
home.
She listen?
I don't know, actually. Now I'm unsure.
That's a good question for all of you guys. Are your parents aware of what we do in this show and all that?
I'm not even
my
aware of what
are.
We do most of the time.
It's my first time here.
All right, well, let's expand that for you, Carson. Do your parents know about your YouTube channel and all that shit?
Yes.
Are they proud?
No.
That sounds about right.
Are they fans of education?
Yes.
Oh, those fucking idiots.
I mean, one's a professor, so yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, it's been
so
an interesting
that's why
year.
You don't like education. You've just got like daddy issues.
You know, that's I wouldn't say that, but my brain just worked different. My brain's smaller overall.
No, you were 10 levels of consciousness above those education-going troglodytes.
Yeah, now I'm a YouTuber.
Online influencer.
Oh, social media creative director.
So is that the new buzzword for all this? Influencers?
Yeah,
that's been for a while.
Charlie's first messages to me. Here, I'll pull them up. I said something about being an influencer.
Ugh. I hope you blocked it, Charlie.
Well, when someone uses the word influencer, I know that I'm dealing with a big shot. So that's when it sealed the deal.
Yeah, he
says,
how's the 18th? And then I said, let me check my busy social media influencer schedule. And then immediately said, yeah, I'm free.
Influencer is generally used by the Instagram bimbos.
Yeah.
Influencers are like everyone in LA that hasn't made it.
I thought it mostly meant the people on who do the social stuff that they get free shit from it. Like the people who stream games for $1 million and get endorsements on all of that shit.
Brand what, deals.
Like Ninja? Yeah. Yeah, like Ninja's yeah, an he's influencer. An influencer.
Got, I mean, yeah, he's an influencer. Yeah, but
he got paid. Go ahead.
So it's fucking like Mikey with 5K followers chilling out in LA skateboarding every other day. Like he is also an influencer because he puts it in his bio. So he's an influencer.
I mean, I always thought that influencer, the term actually applied to that top crust of
oh,
like,
yeah,
online
no, it does.
People. Yeah. But where like, they get paid to do
everyone
shit and have an actual
to,
audience to it, well, influence.
Right. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But everyone wants to think they're an influencer.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I was going to say the sad reality, the flip side is who exactly are you influencing? And it's invariably a bunch of dumbasses. I mean, if you're an Instagram star and you're just taking photos of your new mascara brush. Yeah, I don't know.
Who influences the influencers?
Money.
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 Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Mr. Money.
That question was deeper than it seemed.
Sponsorship, companies, money, gifts. Fame.
And who influences them then?
The Reddit influencers.
The people who run the company, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, do you guys who's that big Redditor, Galloboob or something like
Ooh,
that?
Yeah,
he unironically calls himself a professional Reddit influencer on Twitter.
Oh my
That's
god.
A hero.
That's like the max level of influencer right there.
What the fuck?
Why Reddit? If you have that much free time, why slum around the bottom of the barrel of websites?
I have no idea. Like, Reddit's a huge site, and you would think someone who's a pronounced member of it would have some, like, clout or some fame or something, but Galloboob is nothing but a joke, and it's never had anything come as a result of being a Reddit influencer. It's, like, the
people,
most pathetic
people
platform
on the site
to
know
be popular
him,
on.
Like, I've always seen comments talking about him. You have to dig pretty deep for them, but they're there, and I don't know if they're left by user accounts of his own, because apparently he got busted for having hundreds of accounts that would upvote his own posts.
What a loser, dude.
I think
oh
that was him
gosh.
Anyway.
That's influencing, baby.
That's just the influencer lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah. That was probably the saddest example I could think of an influencer. It's like considering yourself a Yahoo Answers influencer or something sad like that.
God.
Well, the thing is, he probably doesn't even make all that much money off of it, but the bots do. Well, because in Reddit and such, it's like when you watch Blue Planet and you see all the underwater ecosystem where some fish takes a shit and then a worm will eat it and then another fish eats the worm. That's how it works on Reddit, too. Somebody scours a blog, finds a photo of a puppy, puts it on Reddit, that gets 100,000 upvotes. Some Twitter bot will then go on Reddit, download those images and upload them onto the Twitter feed. I then like those photos. The Twitter feed gets popular, and then every once in a while, amidst the puppy photos, they will sneak a promotional link. And with each click, the owner of that Twitter account gets some money.
That's the cycle of social media. They just scour content that isn't theirs to promote it and then get money off of it. That's what all those hub channels always do, where it's like on that Facebook show where it's like, we love science, or, oh, photos you won't believe. All they do is just scour popular stuff, and then they take it, slap it on there, and then every few links go, by the way, we're sponsored by this fucking guy. You know.
That's, speaking of.
That's, oh, yeah.
Let's influence a little bit of sleepy time.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello. Have you heard of Purple Mattresses?
I actually have. For real, 100%, I'm not kidding, or being a fake spokesman here, experience sleeping on a Purple Mattress. My friend, who lives in Atlanta, decided to buy a Purple Mattress for her guest room, and when I went on a road trip, I needed somewhere to sleep. I'm a big boy. I like sleeping, believe it or not. So, but you know, I've heard about that Purple Mattress. I think I will put my body down on it and try to go to bed and see what happens. And you guys will not believe what happened next.
You slept.
I fell the fuck asleep, and I was very comfortable. That is a real,
that's
story.
That's some good shit right there.
I will provide names and locations and time dates if you don't believe me that I have actually slept on a Purple Mattress, and I loved it. It was
great. I just ordered five.
But Carson's already getting in on this deal, and he doesn't even know the promotion. The Purple
he
Mattress.
He didn't use our code. Don't be like Carson. Use our code.
Purple What's Mattress. The code? What's the code? Hey, you can't rush science, Carson. Jesus, calm down. Purple Mattress will feel different than anything you've experienced because it uses brand new materials developed by an actual rocket scientist. Ugh, God, Jesus. Actual rocket scientist. Ugh. It is not normal memory foam. You can try it 100 nights risk-free, and if you're not satisfied, you can return it for a full refund. It also has a 10-year warranty with free shipping and returns. You're going to love Purple, and right now you can get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. So that is in addition to all the great stuff they offer on their website. You can get a free pillow along with a purchase of one of their mattresses if you text OFFICIAL to 84888. That's the only way to get this free pillow. If you text OFFICIAL, OFFICIAL, to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. But you get a free pillow out of it.
So, Carson, yeah. You wanted to talk about the Shane Dawson controversy, if I remember correctly.
He released his hunk spunk all over his cat.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Did you have any thoughts on that? Here's the thing. I think it's super funny to make jokes about, but I think people are making way too big a deal over it. Like, no one knows if Shane Dawson actually did the deed, you know? Like, so why is everyone up in arms about it?
I thought it was that he joked about it. That was the the outcry of the internet.
So for me and other people who don't know what's going on, give a full recap. I only saw the tweet. Where did this come from? What's going on?
He did a podcast 10 years ago, and on it he told like a really descriptive story about when he spread his cat's leg, humped it, and came on it or something.
10 years ago?
Yeah, and it surfaced again, as everything does in this day and age, mm-hmm. and he said it was a joke. But, like, if you listen to it, it's the world's worst delivery of a joke, because it just sounds like he's telling a story from his past with no punchline. Because it's delivered by
Shane Dawson, right.
Yeah.
And he was on this animal bestiality podcast as well, very circumstantial.
The fur cast.
Yeah, and he was on that Animal Planet series, I Fucked My Cat, Don't Tell Anybody. Yeah, I remember.
Married to a cat lady. I mean, he's the one making a big deal out of this. He made like a 10-tweet thread.
He did.
Just to apologize. Really? And it's the longest shit. My God, it's paragraphs upon paragraphs. I'm just going to read the first one.
He made a new copy pasta with it too.
This is Shane Dawson's Twitter. He says, I didn't fuck my cat. I didn't come on my cat. I didn't put my dick anywhere near my cat. I've never done anything weird with my cats. I promised myself I wasn't going to make apology videos after last year's thing. So I'm just trying to be as short and honest with this as possible. Followed by literally 20 paragraphs of him apologizing.
It's literally such an absurd tweet to see on your timeline. Yeah. Like, if you didn't know anything about what's going on and you saw just that tweet, you'd be like, what?
Is he legitimately having a fucking breakdown?
I'm not even making jokes.
It looks like it.
You're asking for it. If you're the one making a big deal out of this, I mean, he sounds like a sniveling dog. Look at this. It's like 10 tweets in a row instead of just going, yeah, I made a joke. Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. You know what would have been the way to handle it that both would pretty much quash it except for side jokes, which are going to happen anyway,
come on
and
a cat.
Not apologize. No, just fucking tweet.
Yeah,
prove it. Well, yeah, actually do it so they can't call you a pussy. But then, I don't know, tweet out something that says, no, I didn't fuck my cat. And that's it. That's all you say. You don't go on a 12-tweet rant about how you didn't do it.
Yeah, doing the 12-tweet rant makes it seem like he's...
It's like the fucking OJ... It's like the OJ Simpson book, If I Did It. Well, no, I didn't fuck my cat. No, I didn't seduce it and hold it down tenderly in the moonlight and ask what its favorite time of day is. No, I didn't
stroke
its hair.
I can tell you more stuff I didn't do if you want me to.
It's not even a rant. I mean, a rant at least has balls. This is just such a little baby begging apology. So I'm sorry what I said about my kid. There's so many things that I'm so proud of, but all of my offensive jokes, over-the-top stories, and insensitive jokes are something that still haunts me and something I have to be faced with every day on the internet, and it never gets easier. You made a joke. Jesus Christ, you pussy. Oh my God. If these people ran the planet, we wouldn't have comedy. Holy shit.
In defense of, well, everyone, it's a really poorly delivered joke. It just sounds like he's confessing to fucking his cat.
Yeah, so just say that. Say it was a shitty joke. I'm sorry.
It literally just sounds like a story.
He hypes it up as his first sexual experience, too. He's like, yeah, it was my first time having sex at 19.
The thing is, if it's a joke, why is he taking it so seriously, you know? Like,
I know.
It's still keeping him up. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh my God.
Because if he stokes the fires a bit, he gets the everyone's eyes on the internet, and it worked.
Do you think that's what people at that level actually do? Because I can't 100%. Imagine being there.
100%. I'll go ahead and drop a conspiracy theory I've been thinking about for a while, and you guys can shout at me or not. There are moves like this that are planned by people at the big top of the internet that are supposed to make them look bad, but then at the end it makes them look better. Some examples: PewDiePie dropping the N-bomb, JonTron going on a rant about blacks committing more crimes than whites. I get what you're joking about, but there's an idea here. I think there's an actual idea here. I'm not saying it's true, but Shane Dawson comes out, goes, I want a bunch of attention. I want people to start looking at my stuff again. I want to blow up. My normal stuff is getting nice traffic, but nothing's exploding. What do I do? Aha, I fucked my cat. No, I didn't.
Well, yeah, no shit. Wasn't it one of the drama YouTubers and Logan Paul Johnson or whatever his name is? He was inviting people to go on a talk show with him so they can fake beef on TV. It's what these people do. They're all liars.
Oh, I mean, that seems more legitimate. Like the Logan Paul KSI stuff. I can see that 100% being fake. I mean, a lot of what Logan Paul does. But like Shane Dawson, I can't tell if he would do something like that, or PewDiePie.
That's why I'm saying it's like a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying it's true or actually happening, but you could easily connect some dots and see it as a whole, like, you know, they get together and they have this.
Anyway, Carson, these aren't people. They're influencers.
Yeah, they're influencers. Right. They're above the law. I don't know. I just think it's interesting to think about that. Maybe that's what goes through their head with it.
I think it's usually pretty obvious when something's planned. I don't think like the PewDiePie thing or, you know, anything like that was I don't think any of that's intentional, but something like Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson getting married like 3 days after first locking eyes. I think that's kind of staged for some attention, because then right when they break up, she releases a big banger of an album. Like, it all seems too convenient.
What did Pete Davidson get out of it?
Besides fucking suicidal thoughts.
A lot of people found out about Pete Davidson through that.
Yeah.
He was on SNL, though.
Fuck knew? Come on. I think the only reason he's ever got trending was because of him dating Ariana for all of 2.5 days.
I found out who Pete Davidson was through that.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm sure a lot of other people did too.
I wouldn't know about her previous affair. Who was the one that killed himself?
Mac Miller.
Yeah. I feel like that one might have been real. I don't think they just put him away in a safe house to resurface at some point, like soap opera plot.
Like Walt Disney?
He resurfaced.
Walt Disney hasn't come back yet. Wait, do you know where Walt Disney's hiding? Carson's
still waiting.
Listen, I don't know anything.
Keeping him safe.
I didn't say a word. Moving on. You guys got another ad?
Carson, you're excited for these deals.
No, I just want to stop talking about my confidential information I have about Walt Disney's frozen head.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Sure.
We can switch gears then. Do you masturbate, Carson?
You already asked him that.
We've already talked about that.
Well, wow, you are short on topics.
You sure you do?
Oh my Lord.
You sure you don't want to talk about it again?
Yeah, just loop it. You know what? End the episode here, Jackson. Just double over the audio.
Hey, that'll work well.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, we have
a perfect loop.
All right, I got a fun topic. Have you guys heard of MySpace fucking themselves? Real nice.
Again?
No? How have you guys not heard about this? This is amazing. So MySpace, a bunch of people noticed that some of their songs are gone, and then they contacted MySpace. So it turns out that MySpace, in the process of moving some of their servers,
deleted all of their songs irreversibly from between 2003 and 2015. So anything that is older than 3 years old, entirely gone. MySpace wiped free. So it says MySpace hosts some 53 million songs with more than 14 million artists, yada yada. The exact number of tracks lost is unclear. And so, hang on, they have a statement here. Where are my photos? So it turns out the only thing that's now left is photos and friends.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's some very MySpace 2019 shit, to be honest. Like, if I heard about MySpace in 2019, I would expect it to be something like that.
That's so fucking sad, though, because by this point, the only thing people used MySpace for was music. Jesus Christ, they literally just nuked themselves. They're gone.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I made a mistake that you don't have the photos either. This is from their statements.
What is it, just a text-only website now?
Yeah, the site is just fucking text messaging. That's it.
Just help.
How to use MySpace posts, and that's it.
They had a statement that read, as a result of a server migration project, any photos, videos, and audio files you uploaded more than 3 years ago may no longer be available on or from MySpace. We apologize for the inconvenience and suggest that you retain your backup copies. Because we couldn't.
That's so unfortunate. Imagine if Facebook did that. Zuck was just like, whoops.
Everybody would be happy. Are you kidding? If they lost all our data, that would be a godsend. Fuck Facebook. Please. Delete all of it.
How do you do that? How do you just delete everything? Was there a kill switch at MySpace HQ that someone tripped over?
Dude, I mean, you say that, but what if they're the real heroes? What if some IT, you know, tech engineer there working noticed the first vestiges of Skynet and he just had to shut it down? He sacrificed a decade and a half worth of memories and childhood in order to save us.
A government cover-up.
MySpace Skynet sounds horrifying. That's the worst Skynet possible. It'd be this really edgy AI controlling our whole life through music, shitty emo bands.
Do you think Zuckerberg is gonna freeze his head?
Like Walt Disney? The guy you refuse to talk about?
I don't want to talk about it, but I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are. I'm not going to say yes or no, but like, there's a pretty strong chance.
They already are. This came out like exactly one day after Stephen Hawking died, actually. There's a company that's now, they're trying to create a way where they can store your brain, basically make an exact copy of it rather than storing your whole head. And this headline reads, Silicon Valley billionaire 32 pays $10,000 to be killed so the contents of his brain can be digitally uploaded and preserved forever.
That's an alpha move right there.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the company's called Nectome. And it says the process is 100%. Yeah, Nectome. They say the process is 100% fatal and similar to physician assisted suicide. The process is only legal in 5 states.
You will be so dead.
The sad reality is you're not going to be able to move your actual consciousness to a hard drive. You'd have to make
a
fucking copy.
What if MySpace deletes your consciousness?
Yeah, it would suck if some company called like My Brain and then, oh, you know, we deleted your grandparents accidentally. They're gone.
Yeah, backups.
Hold on to your local copy.
Guys, we had a small server hiccup. Anyone born before 1972 is now dead. We're sorry.
Forever gone.
Time to go grave digging.
What was it called? Nectome?
Yeah, Nectome.
Yeah, it's such an awful name for a company.
Yeah, no, it legitimately sounds like the post-apocalyptic, dystopian future company that's taking over.
But it sounds like there's some drama in the community, too.
Nectome.
It says, brain uploading company has no immediate plans to upload brains.
What?
Nectome, this is from Life Science or Live Science. The website says, Nectome wants to back up your consciousness when you die. But now, after MIT cut ties with the company, its founders have emphasized to Life Science that they don't plan to actually attempt the feat anytime soon.
this brain uploading company will not be uploading any brains.
So what the fuck do they do?
It's just a company, bro.
They now drop shitty iPhone cases.
Wait, that's it, Jackson? They just make iPhone cases with their logo on it? They make merch?
Probably. No, I would assume that they have so much investments like tied to them that they can't shut down anymore, so they have to pivot from killing people and uploading their brains to something else that'll make money. So I assume they're just waiting for the next big thing.
That's a bummer. I like fucked up new crazy technology like this.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
It says this even sounds cool.
Use the fuck out of that service.
So it says Nectome's founders told Technology Review that their goal is to figure out how to preserve the brains of dying people in incredible detail. To that end, they had developed a process that could turn a brain into a self-stable version of itself. Oh, sorry, it says shelf-stable version of itself. With all of the links between its neurons visible under a scanning electron microscope. Those links, Nectome suggested, could one day be used to revive dead people's consciousnesses. I mean, that's kind of cool.
But if only they were handling it a bit better instead of just, like, farting on the brains that they're collecting or whatever.
Well, they got funding from Y Combinator, which is huge. They fund half the shit on the planet, these people.
What were they called? Y Combinator?
Yeah, what?
Yeah. It's an...
I'm not familiar with this company.
It's like an angel investor seed company that they just invest in a whole lot of stuff like this.
Andrew, could you put my brain inside a Joybird furniture?
You know, Jackson, I could, but I'm afraid you'd die of comfort. That's because Joybird furniture is some of the most comfortable and stylish furniture you will ever look at. From idea to reality, Joybird will empower you to create the space and furniture that'll bring you joy. You can look at a wide range of kid and pet friendly upholstery options on all of their furniture in case any of those happen to be of your concern. And from mid-century modern to contemporary classics, they are customizable and an amazing array of fabric choices, from rich buttery leather to plush velvets. Joybird's going to help you find the piece of furniture that you need for your living space to make you look at it and go, man, I wish I could be sitting down on that right now. You can see how Joybird is revolutionizing the online furniture shopping market. You can create furniture that'll bring you joy today at joybird.com/official. Go to joybird.com and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order using code official, joybird.com/official. Charlie, you and I have both received Joybird furniture.
It's beyond nice, Andrew. It's extremely comfortable.
I've sat in my chair, I've sat in your chair, and I don't think I'd want to sit anywhere but there. Carson, what was the last thing you sat on?
DX Racer gaming chair, which is what I'm currently sitting
Ooh.
In.
Ooh. All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about gaming gear and accessories. Are they a scam? Are they worth the price? Find out now.
They're probably not. I wouldn't know.
Really?
DX, I mean,
I got so this offended chair. By that, Andrew.
No, I'm just surprised. I'm just surprised he's sitting. Chair. Yeah, he's sitting in a DX Racer right now, and I'm like, are they worth it? And he's like, not really. I'm confused.
I mean, high price. You could just get like a leather office chair for. Like way cheaper.
There goes your sponsorship deal with DX Racers. They were just about to DM me too, right?
No, listen. DX Racer was not going to sponsor me anytime soon, okay? I'm trying to aim for, like, maybe those lower-tier gaming chair companies that are looking for a prime YouTuber to sponsor. Wink. Mm-hmm. Or Purple Mattresses or Joybird Furniture.
Oh my god.
I'm looking for anything. I'm desperate. Anyways, the gaming chair I'm currently sitting in, I got about a year ago, and it's very pleasing to sit in. It keeps my whole body from being in pain, I have a very large, lanky 6'3 body, so it gets kind of uncomfortable to sit in a normal chair for hours upon hours on end editing, so... The chair I currently have works for me, but I don't know if it'd be worth it for everyone else. And that's how I feel about my chair, Would you like to talk? Would you like me to talk about my other gaming equipment?
No.
How much gaming equipment do you have?
I've got a gamer keyboard. It's gamer green. And I've also got a Razer Death Adder Chroma.
Wait, what is gamer green?
your eyes could it's eyes like freedom comprehend it.
Also called monster green, right?
Yeah. No, gamer green is like the green you see on all Razer products, Alienware, all of that green. Just that's gamer green.
Real? I thought the gaming colors were the edgy boy stuff, red and black, like what I use.
I mean, that's definitely in there. That's
what I use.
That's gamer red and black. I'm talking about gamer green right now. Level with me.
Yeah.
Two factions.
I've never heard this phrase, gamer green.
What are you talking about? Razer is like primarily just all of their advertising is green.
No. Yeah. I get it. I 100% get it, but I've never heard it called gamer green before.
Well, green
is not a thing.
Green is also edgy. It's like toxic and nuclear.
Yeah.
You're totally right. You're absolutely right.
I've got a Razer laptop, and I always feel insecure bringing it in public because it's got a giant gamer green Razer logo on the back, and I just cover it with duct tape when I go out because I don't want people to be like, "That's a gamer. He plays video games. I should go talk to him about Apex Legends."
We should make our own line of gaming accessories. It's all the gaming stuff. It's the same exact build quality and response time and all that, except we call it like professional adult with a job style, where it's like it's pale plastic colors, nice light blues.
Oh, that's good.
The logos are sensibly designed, but it does the same shit. I think we could sell millions.
You can even call them official bling.
Official bling.
Official bling. Listen, you guys should have me on more often. I can create for you guys, all right?
I do not like that idea, Carson. I'm going to be completely 100% honest with that one.
That's fair.
You guys are gamer shaming.
Charlie, what were you going to say about it?
I said you can solve this whole embarrassment with gamer gear in a simple issue. Just stop naming shit like the Hyper Predator XL Light Drifter Extreme.
No, you're right.
Give it like normal names.
Yeah, also, stop putting 57 LEDs into a mouse. That works too.
Speaking of mice, let me tell you something on that, though. I have a G605 or something, I think, from Logitech. It looks like a fucking Star Destroyer. It has God knows how many extra buttons and lights and gizmos in the box. The box literally comes with weights, so you can make it heavier or lighter and, like, all this shit. But at the same time, I can't feel that bad because it is the best mouse I've ever used in my life. Like, that's where I get this big dilemma on this gaming shit. I know it's lame and it's stupid, but for some of it, I'm like, yeah, this is amazing.
Gives me the edge.
I mean, that's the thing. I just wish everything that's branded for gamers wasn't called gamer. At TwitchCon, I saw a booth that was dedicated to gamer goo, and I was like, who would ever buy gamer goo?
Isn't that what cleans keyboards and shit? It's like a putty. I know what it is. It's like a putty that you stick on electronics and stuff, so if they get sticky or have things on them, you can clean them out, I think. It's just samples of, like, Ninja and Dr. Disrespect semen, and you can drink it, and that's it. It was refreshments.
No, it's gamer gunk.
Right, sorry, gunk. The spinoff from Spunk, because they won the alliteration. Right.
No, gamer gunk's a real thing.
Is it really?
I mean, of course it is.
Gamer.
Jesus.
Listen, if you want to find a niche audience to advertise your product to, just strap gamer onto the front of it, and you will have your audience.
Such a stooge community. It's like a whole holistic medicine thing all over again. It's like raw water. Here's an extra fast mouse pad. It has two LEDs. Only $200.
If I'm sitting in front of my computer a whole lot, I want LEDs in my face, please. I want lights everywhere. I want it to be a light show every time I enter this room.
No, fuck that. I hate that so much. The keyboard and the mouse and all the shit I have LEDs. I turn them all off instantly because it bothers my eyes. I fucking hate it.
Oh, is that why you wear the gamer glasses?
Yeah, it helps. It's kind of fucking ironic. It's kind of fucking ironic. A problem I get from gamer gear is solved by more gamer gear.
I forgot about his gunner glasses.
Hey, they work for me, buddy. I've never once shilled them or said that they were cool in any capacity, but they work for me. That's all there is to it.
Where's the purpose behind
that? I will stand by that until I die. They work for me, and they do not sponsor me. Here, I'll even prove it. Gunner fucks cats. The CEO of Gunner once ejaculated on a small child. It's a true fact.
Are you getting sued?
Anyway,
why would you do that?
Now that I've said that.
What came over Shane Dawson to be like, I'm going to do this, and it's going to be awesome?
Don't get us sued now.
But all right, cut.
Yeah, all right, Jackson, that was Andrew.
Jackson, bleep, all right, don't edit that out, but bleep it so they don't know exactly what I said.
That's what's too that? Late.
You're
now,
in
buddy.
Jail. I'm telling
them.
Oh,
no.
Aren't they heavily tinted? I mean, doesn't that make every game you're playing look like someone you just pissed on your screen, all yellow and brown?
It's not as harsh of an effect as you think it is.
Hmm.
It's, I mean, like, it's the
it
same.
It just with, looks harsh.
It's the same with tinted sunglasses. You know, it's like you don't put on dark tinted sunglasses and suddenly you're blind.
Yeah, but also yeah, don't fair. Play my games with sunglasses or watch movies with them.
I used
yeah,
to.
I don't want
to
lose color in my games at all.
That is a definite legitimate complaint. It does tint color a little bit to the point where sometimes if I'm doing, like, editing of photos or whatever with color, I have to take them off, but. That's really the only.
Sometimes I have to take them off.
I mean, Kaya, you sometimes have to put on reading glasses to read, right? Same yeah. concept.
Sometimes I have to look at my beautiful, expensive screen and fold the color range the way it was meant that's to be seen.
Yeah, the way that it's meant to fuck with your eyes, man. They're so bright. I don't know.
Can you just turn the brightness down?
I have it all the way down. It's still too bright. I don't think people realize how fucking bright screens are in general, man. They crank the brightness up, even on the lowest possible settings, way fucking high. Too high, in my opinion.
I feel like maybe your eyes just are too sensitive. Do you have, like, night vision? Have you come in contact with any nuclear spiders or something like that?
Yeah, and sometimes I wake up when I can sense danger in my room. But no, I mean, I'm being an old grumpy old man right now, but hey, yeah, they work for me, and I just personally, I have eye strain problems, and when I wear them, it doesn't happen nearly as bad or as often. That's all there is to it. That's it.
How do you guys feel about the naming schemes for people's age groups? Like Millennial, Gen Z, and Boomer.
It means nothing at all.
It's ridiculous.
Pretty arbitrary.
It's extremely
I call
arbitrary.
Anyone over the age of 25 a boomer. Because I think it's funny.
Exactly. Everybody is a boomer now. I have no idea who's a millennial at this point. I don't know if I'm a millennial, if people younger than me are millennials or older. I don't know who Gen X
I think
is,
I'm a millennial.
Let alone Gen Z. I don't know who any of these people are. What is a Zoomer?
Goes,
what is going on here?
Yeah. A Zoomer? I've never heard that. That's interesting.
Also,
yeah,
I
think it's anyone under the age of 30 is a millennial, and anyone over the age of 25 is a boomer.
So you can be a millennial and a boomer at the same time?
Of course you can.
Oh, that's what I am then. That makes
so
sense.
Here's the other. So then here's the question, and here's the one that trips me up. Which one of those are derogatory?
All of them.
All of them. Humans are shit.
Because
God
they all
it.
Hate each other. The millennials hate boomers for ruining the economy. The boomers hate the millennials for being pussies. The Gen Xers hate Gen Zs for, I don't know, playing Fortnite instead of Minecraft. It's a gang war.
Once you classify people into a group rather than individuals, then it's immediately going to be extremely more toxic.
It's a fair point.
It's a stupid naming scheme, though, to get back to your original question, yeah. I mean, at least give yourself cool names, like some sort of a Mad Max faction.
They're the worst names! Why did it go Millennial, Gen X?
Millennials is a pretty cool name.
No, Millennial is after Gen X.
No,
it's not.
Yeah, it
Gen
is.
X was after Millennial.
No, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, Millennials, Boomers. That's how it went. Gen X was the 80s.
What? So you're saying Boomers is the most recent?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Or no, boomers
are the oldest.
Oh, no, okay,
because
it was Gen X, Gen Y, and Gen Z. Boomers is the renaming of it. That's why I got it backwards.
Renaming
it used
of
to be
boomers?
Gen-
what?
It
comes
used,
from
it used to be
what testament?
Generation X yeah. used to be the late 80s, then it was Gen Y, then it was Gen Z, then it was millennials for the 2000s. But now they've renamed
you're wrong
it to boomers.
Because, no, because all of us here are millennials by the definition.
What definition? What?
Even
what
Wikipedia
official
says
source
that
did you just consult?
Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't wait, oh, good enough. Isn't
yeah.
Isn't the millennium like if you're born or being raised during the Y2K stuff? like the swapping of the millennium.
So according to Wikipedia, I'm completely right, by the way. Gen X is till 1980. Gen Y is till 1990. Gen Z is till 2000. And 2000 after is millennial.
What? Yeah. No, 2000 yeah. after can't be millennial.
That's what the fuck do you think millennium means, Kaya?
No, you can be still born in the 90s, but millennials can't just mean teenagers right now.
That would mean yes, that it millennials does. The whole point 20. Is they're born in the new millennium. That's where millennial comes from.
But that's not how they use it,
because they're
Andrew,
fucking idiots. It's wrong.
For millennials, they're talking about like the early to late 20s that aren't working right now because they can't find jobs, which is why they blame the millennials for being lazy degenerates. And then they blame boomers who fucked the economy. And it's, they're not.
But baby boomers
matter so much
original,
about when you're born.
It's also stupid because
like,
baby
who you associate
as. It's also stupid because boomers used to mean the fucking people born in the 40s after World War II.
Yeah, well here
it's completely
Wikipedia,
arbitrary and stupid.
Wikipedia says millennials, according to demographers and researchers, typically use the early 1980s as starting birth years and the mid 1990s to early 2000s as ending birth years. So millennials.
Why?
At the early 2000s,
yeah, that's a range.
Yeah, the latest that you can be born to be a millennial.
That makes no sense. If you have the prefix of millennial, millennia, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're not fucking scientists, Andrew.
Exactly.
These are people that study fucking birth
years,
for God's sake. They're not the best and brightest.
That's why I think all this generational classing thing is completely fucking stupid. It makes no sense. Anyone can be anything. You just have to say it enough times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I agree, we should rename it to, like, Acer Predator years when you're, like, 2000 plus.
Oh, Lord.
I want to be part of the Cobra Strike generation.
No, you were born too late, loser. You're stuck in the Razor Nagas.
No! Oh, well, at least it's better than those Tonka Truckers.
What?
I'm just making shit up. Hey, it's just like the rest of the internet, just making shit up to label
There's
people.
There's so much crap in this article alone. A boomerang generation? Peter Pan generation. These people just make shit up.
I remember them.
It literally is people making shit up to label other people. That's all it is. It's just arbitrary bullshit, and it always has been.
Well, Carson, I'll have you know that at some point on the show, I've used a soundboard, so I think I am an officially certified boomer.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear, dude.
So then, Kaya, were you for or against the Vietnam War?
Well, you know, I was for it because America was killing foreigners. But I do think they need to bring our boys home.
Still there to this day.
They never left.
They're lost in Vietnam. The jungles.
They've just been waiting around the paddocks.
Oh, God. That shit fucking scares me. Do you read about those people where they discover them on, like, islands near Japan and they still don't know World War II ended?
Oh, I remember that.
That scares the shit out of me.
That is scary.
Some missionary died recently because he went to an island to preach Christianity and the island was full of people who have just not, like, they haven't progressed past, like, the Stone Age.
The uncontacted. That's not what Andrew means. You're talking about the uncontacted tribes. The ones that surrounding nations want to just leave alone. I don't know why. I just take that island.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Lickety split. Andrew means like the kind of guy you see in movies where they land on King Kong's islands and they have no idea that the war ended. So they're just fighting gigantic gorillas.
There was some dude, I'm going to get a bunch of details of this wrong, but I think they found him in an island near Japan. He was either a crashed fighter pilot or something, and he just lived there all the time, and when they finally found him again after 30 years or even longer, he didn't even know that World War II had ended. That shit weirds me out.
That's
to
insane.
Be that isolated and that have that much hatred. Because, like, I think the whole point was he started shooting at the people who were going to rescue him, because he was like, Japanese! No! I'm probably messing up details, but I definitely read something like this, and it just weirds me out. Just get these pockets of time somewhere on Earth.
I agree, Andrew. That is sad. I mean, they should bring our boys home.
There's pockets of time everywhere, dude.
Hey, man, Kaya reminded me with what he said. I think it's an interesting thing to think about. Like,
they wouldn't be around anymore, though, because they'd be too old, aren't most all World War One veterans are dead by now, I'm pretty sure.
So here's an interesting thing to leap off of it then, Jackson. Do you think that somewhere out there in civilization, there are just pockets of history? Like, you get a group of people who never advanced beyond steam engines and steam power, so they're living in literal steampunk.
The Sentinelese people—they killed a missionary,
right?
Man, you guys really don't listen to one another.
But I'm talking about different pockets of history, not just like primordial men where it's like they never evolved or got technology. I'm talking about like people who they're stuck in the 1600s because they just never technologically advanced beyond that.
The Amish.
Report of the week, review bra. He still listens to like ham radio and shortwave and shit.
Have you guys had him on the podcast?
No. I think that'd be physically impossible.
He doesn't have the technology.
He'd listen to the show and go, "How is this box talking?" and run away.
What a sweetheart.
He is a very nice man. All joking aside, I have no problem with him.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
No, but
he seems like such a sweetheart.
He seems very genuine.
He's quite literally the last man keeping shortwave radio alive.
I checked out his channel a couple days ago. He posts the fucking frequencies in his YouTube description so you can listen to his broadcasts.
That's adorable.
I think that's amazing.
I used to follow him on Twitter, but then it was nothing but these frequencies, and I kept thinking I was getting hacked.
Yeah, little do we know, he's actually a Russian plant, and he's giving GPS coordinates.
Yeah. Doxing all of his fans.
I am sad that there's not places like Andrew said where they're still living in the 1960s or steam engine era. That would be cool because it's like Westworld.
They're called museums.
No, I mean like whole cities or towns. Yeah, where everybody agrees that we're always going to live in this time period. If you don't like it, you can simply move to some other place where they're living in another time period. That would be cool because when you watch movies, there's always these different cities like... I don't know, one city is like an ice city, the other is a steampunk city, the other one is underwater, like Rapture. And then you look at real life and all our cities look the same. You know, it's just kind of a pile of concrete. It's fucking boring.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
especially
practical.
With fucking globalization these days.
I'm not sure Rapture is practical.
It's cool as shit.
Well, yeah.
To fucking piggyback on Kaya now, I mean, like, all fucking cities these days, major cities, especially capitals, look exactly the fucking same. It's all globalization. They're all doing the same stuff.
They're pretty similar in structure, but I think you can still get very different looks for cities. I mean, Tokyo looks completely different from, like, Los Angeles.
But then again, Tokyo's got a lot of history to it. If you compare more modern cities, they're all kind of identical.
Okay, well, Carson, we're coming towards the end of our show, but we have two more things left. We have a game on this show called Kaya's German Cartoon Corner. And what happens
rolls off the tongue.
Okay, Kaya's Cartoon Corner. How about that? That's an alliteration for you.
3 Ks.
So Carson, I play the boys and you a cartoon intro from our childhood. And you have to guess which cartoon it is from. Twist is I only play the German version. This is gonna be a super softball, Charlie, honestly, if you don't get this one within 2 seconds, hang yourself. This is right up your alley. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Oh, cow and chicken.
What?
All right, I'm sorry, cat dog.
God damn it.
I think it's
cat
dog.
I get them mixed up.
Cat dog.
Charlie got it.
Transformers.
He got it right before I nailed it in there.
I recognized it immediately, but I did cow and chicken because cat dog is this like it's the same
you
setup.
You want to know what's funny,
titles.
Charlie? I had cat dog in my head, but then you said cow and chicken, and I went, "Wait, is it? Maybe."
It was all part of my plan to throw Andrew off the trail.
Your mind gaming, it got me.
All right, good.
Better luck next time, Carson.
Thank you.
I knew Charlie would get that one. He's a big time.
I mean,
cat
I
dog
got
fan.
It.
Welcome to the board of points, Charlie. Doesn't it feel great having points and, you know, not having points?
Yeah, Jackson sucks shit at
He's
this
really
game.
I'm going to be honest, I wasn't even listening. I'm never going to get this.
Play the Australian version for Jackson.
Play cartoons made recently.
It's Cat Wallaby.
2008.
Half Cat, Hat Wallaby. All right, well, Carson, since you lost that so miserably, here's a corner where everybody is a winner because we only mention things we like, and we have a little jingle. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
They might seem like cynical dicks, so they're going to throw this into the mix. Just so you don't think they're dead inside, it's the things we like corner.
Yeah, beautiful.
What a jingle.
It's better every time we hear it.
Carson, you can go first since you're your guest. You can go first.
Things yes. I like.
What do you like this week?
Give me a second. Can we come back? Can we come back to me? Yeah. All right, so I gotta think really hard about this one. I have just so many things I'm filled with rage about. Give me a second.
All right, so for my corner, for my pick this week, a developer sent me an early access code to a game called Satisfactory that's releasing on the Epic Games Store early access like tomorrow or something. I played a few hours last night and loved it. It's a great game. Satisfactory, you build a factory in space. So if you've ever wanted to be a CEO in space and run a factory, you can do that with friends. It's great. Satisfactory. It was satisfactory. That's my things.
I got one. A thing I like is I'm going to be at PAX East on the
27th. That hasn't happened yet. You might have a horrible time.
Yeah, what if it sucks?
Yeah, but I like the concept of me going.
Can you like concepts on the show, Kaya? We've never really made the rules for that.
I would say since he's going on a trip, he's excited for a trip. I'm going to go ahead and
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, you got to describe why cut, you like it, though.
Yeah.
I like that I have a press badge for PAX East. And that I did not have to pay.
Ooh.
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 Well, humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should brag to the ladies. Tell them you can get them
in. Yeah. I'm going to steal so many women off their feet.
Hey, baby, you want to see me talk? Want to see me talk about video games?
So
you want to see me run to my gaming keyboard and back?
Ever heard of Borderlands 3?
You see the spine? It was shaped by my chair, gamer chair.
Do you see this badge? That means I can go anywhere. That's a designated press area.
For gamers. What's yours, Charlie? Oh, wait, Andrew, your turn.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, it's Andrew's turn.
Hypnospace Outlaw. Hypnospace Outlaw, as of March, is my game of the year. Maybe my game of the decade. If you ever used a computer in the 90s, it is a perfect experience from start to finish. I can't get over how cool it is and how much I love it. It's
a cool name.
It's so hard to describe, but you're basically the internet police in 1999, and you go on an internet that you can only access while you're asleep. So it's like you're on the internet in 1999, but it's very dreamlike and surreal and weird. And it's just this perfect representation of early internet combined with like just weird. Just like play it. Just give it
this is some solid
20 minutes. It's so fucking
good.
So
is it like LSD simulator kind of?
Similar, but there's an actual like story and gameplay to it. The whole point is that you're hired by the internet police to take down offensive content. So it's relevant today. But it just starts telling this story that you only find secondhand by going to people's like MySpace pages and their blogs and all that shit.
Well, that's gone now.
That's neat. Yeah, all that's just erased.
Yeah, but basically, what
take the game of Steam. It's not historically accurate.
it's just incredible the way it's done. It is a flawless representation of how computers used to be on the internet in the 90s, where websites had like gimmicks and animated dancing GIFs and music you couldn't stop from playing and all this shit. It was amazing. It's just amazing how they did it. If you're old like us, if you're part of the boomer Gen Razor sponsored by Monster Generation.
Whoa. And you don't even have a soundboard. Who are you calling a boomer? You don't get to wear that badge.
All right, if you're part of the millennial reverse half cap generation featuring Tony Hawk, then if you grew up with a computer in the 90s, like Kaya and myself and Charlie to an extent and all that, please, by all means, just
what the fuck?
You're not as old as us.
It's like 3 years.
Yeah, three precious computing like years.
You guys stop. It's tearing us apart.
No negativity in the things we like corner.
Youngest person here?
Jackson.
At what age?
22.
Carson, would you like to beat that?
Oh, yeah, I'm 19.
Ah, we did it.
Yeah.
Are you actually?
Yeah. So, Carson, don't play this game. Yes. You won't appreciate it. But okay. No, I'm kidding. It's a really cool cool mystery game wrapped in a really great format, and I love it. And I think it's amazing. And it's also only $15. So go get it. I'm done.
So for my turn, Riverdale is the thing I like. Kai and I have been watching Riverdale together one episode a day. It is so fucking fun.
It's amazing.
Is it a hate watch type of deal?
No, it's a love watch. It genuinely is, Kai. You don't hate it. I love it. I love the show. It's my favorite show. I would honestly be bummed more about Riverdale somehow being accidentally deleted off of Netflix than anything else.
Yeah, it's a really fun bad show.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it's I was great. Waiting for.
So Charlie and I have been... We still need to come up with some branding, because right now, if anybody wants to listen in and join us, it's on my SoundCloud, which I don't use. And I don't plan on dropping any mixtapes, but you should listen in. It's a great show.
You've been posting it to the subreddit, I've noticed.
Yeah. I mean, we have like a collective 10 listeners, but I think those 10 people really like it.
No, what I meant was people can go to the subreddit to find a link to it if they need or want to.
Yes, yeah, they can. Sorry, I kind of interrupted you, Charlie. Go ahead.
No, that was all. I was just shouting out the Riverdale fan club we've created.
Oh, yeah, okay. I spazzed out.
Like it's Charlie and Kai's new Donkey Ollie project.
Yeah,
it seems.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, if you enjoyed us watching Donkey Ollie, this is far better. I'll be honest. I love Riverdale.
Donkey Ollie had some like stinkers in there where there just really wasn't much to like talk about or enjoy. So far, Riverdale has just been a nonstop thrill ride of nonsense.
So what happens though? Do you actually talk over what's happening?
Yeah, we just watch it together.
Yeah,
we don't nonstop talk. Well,
I want to hear the dialogue.
Yeah, you can. That's the nice part. So we can't just put a Netflix show, all of it on YouTube. So we decided Charlie and I could record our commentary as an MP3, upload that so people can simply synchronize that to their Netflix when they're watching it, play both at the same time. And that's really it.
And that being said, I did, however, take the video and highlight it into like 6 minutes, so we'll see if it gets copyrighted.
I would not get
a pretty brave move.
Yeah, with how YouTube's running this day and age, I would not get your hopes up at all.
Yeah, we did make a little graphic to obscure a little bit of it. A graphic of Charlie and I eating popcorn and watching it. Thank you, Dylan. Shout out to you for making that for us. It's worth an attempt.
You just reminded me, I'm not going to fully derail the corner of something funny I saw. You guys see how they're posting full movies on YouTube now, what the trick is that works?
No.
You take a 3D model of a character in the movie and you have them watch it. So what they did for Avengers Infinity War is they would just post the whole movie and they'd call it Thanos Watches Infinity War. So they put it in Fortnite and use the Thanos model just sitting there watching the movie and occasionally like laughing at it and making comments, and that's it. But it was just them posting Infinity War to YouTube.
Oh, that's clever. Charlie, you should make two characters.
That is really clever.
One for you, one for me. Make like an amiibo or whatever in Second Life and have us watch it.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it works. They didn't take it down.
Well, is it still on YouTube, though? Does it actually work?
Let me check. It was up for a long while. Let me see.
Watches Infinity War.
It's fucking brilliant. It works.
Does he laugh at the points where he does something to just morally crush the Avengers?
That's
some good entertainment if he does.
I didn't stay around for the entire thing.
What? Why?
I didn't want to really sit down and watch all of Infinity War again.
I mean, it's a good movie.
Nah, I might have been taken down now. I'm not seeing it. Yeah, it looks like it's gone. Damn it. Yeah. Oh, YouTube's gone on again.
Someone remake that. Upload it. I want to see it.
All right, Kyle?
Mine's sort of cheating because it's kind of sort of repeats, but I just wanted to shout out Axiom Verge again. It's a really good game, but last week... this week, sorry, we got some news that apparently Axiom Verge's developer got fucked by his publisher. And it kind of bothered me because Axiom Verge, the guy who makes it, Tom Hopp, he made the game all by himself, all the visuals, music, programming. And he has a disabled son. And the son apparently has a condition called, Koenig-Terris,
I don't know what this is, but apparently his son is basically unable to control his motor functions. The kid is like 2 years old and needs all the care he can. And this publisher called Badland Games promised him that they would set up a fund for his child if they let him publish his the physical version of the VU copy of the game. But they never paid him. So he alleges that they owe him now $250,000 and that he's having a hard time and all that. So I wanted to give the game another shout out. If you want to support this guy, who seems like a super cool dude and obviously help his child, you should buy Axiom Verge, a digital edition, preferably, I suppose. Great game, one of my favorites.
Has it been fixed?
No, I mean, they've apparently been in this legal spat for years now, or at least a year, I think. And the publishing company refuses to pay them. At least that's what they claim. Of course, the publishing company says that's not true and all that. But the game in and of itself, it's a great game in its own right. I mean, even besides this, it's worth checking out. Easily in my top three favorite games, if you like Metroidvanias 2D, check it out.
All right, now that we're in the process of wrapping up, Carson, do you want to shout out all of your content online? Give our fans a place to go if they want to hear more of you.
You can find me, Call Me Carson, on YouTube. I also have a second channel where I upload clips from my streams. A lot of it is Minecraft because I enjoy that game. That's Call Me Carson Live. You can find me on Twitter at Call Me Carson YT. I tweet stupid things there, like next level dumb. Instagram is Call Me Carson YT as well. Twitch.tv/CallMeCarsonLive. I stream pretty often there. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank all you, right. Man.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, goddammit.
Thank me.
Thanks, Jackson.
And thank you at home for listening to this week's episode of the official podcast. We appreciate all of you listening. If you want to help us further, you can head on over to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast, where there's bonus content for your eyeballs and ears to enjoy. Yeah, that's everything. So thank you. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.